Hi, this is Scott Hanselman. Microsoft Azure also includes a fully managed, highly scalable NoSQL document database service. This allows you to do rich queries over a schema-free JSON-based data model. So you get transactional execution, but you're using JavaScript logic. It's very scalable, scalable storage and throughput, and it lets you do rapid development with really familiar technologies. Let's go and create a new data and storage document DB. We have both relational and then NoSQL document databases. I'll be putting this under my free trial, and I'll put it in the West US because that's where I am. Do note that the very first time you create a database account takes a few minutes. I'll hit Create, and then Azure will go and create this document database for me. Now I've fast-forwarded time, and my document DB account has been created. I'm going to click on that. And there's a few important things on this account blade. First, there's the keys. These are the keys that we're going to use to talk to my document database. Next, the developer tools like the Document Explorer and the Query Explorer. But even more important, if you scroll down just a bit, there's documentation and samples. Let's create a new database. Hit OK. And there's my database in the list of databases. Now I'm going to click on that freshly made database and add a new collection. And hit OK. So here's my collection within my database. Now I'm going to select the Document Explorer, and within that collection in that database, I'll go and add a document. I'm going to pick two JSON files that represent a family tree and upload them. You can see I've succeeded in uploading two. Now I'll return to the Explorer blade and you can see each document. Notice that the schemas are slightly different. Now I'll go back to the database blade and click on Query Explorer. And I'll add to this query and run it. And right away, you can see that I'm using a SQL-like language to talk to a NoSQL database. I can do custom projections in a select, and any field within the document is indexed. I can query on it immediately. And that's it. It's as easy to get going in code as it is in the management portal. Just go download one of the SDKs from the Quick Starts, and you're good to go with a flexible, no schema, fully managed document database as a service in Azure. And I would encourage you to check out the Azure Document DB Query Playground. You can go and play around with syntax and projection joins all in a sandbox that does not require you to sign in. You can have lots of fun creating document DBs with your Azure free trial.